U.S. police officers told a congressional investigating committee Tuesday in gripping detail how an angry mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th in an attempt to block certification of Joe Biden's win in the November presidential election. The officers said they feared for their lives as about 800 rioters stormed past outmanned law enforcement authorities. They testified that the rioters taunted them with racial and political epithets, sprayed chemical irritants at them, and engaged in hand-to-hand combat. This was the first day of public hearings on the deadly mayhem more than 6 months ago. It was the worst attack in more than two centuries on the U.S. Capitol building. The select committee listening to the testimony is made up of seven Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives and two Republican members. The hearing Tuesday was broadcast live on television and, of course, the Internet. In the effort to defend former President Trump from accusations he incited the violence at the Capitol, numerous Republicans have minimized the event. One lawmaker compared the rioters to tourists. Others voted against a measure honoring police for protecting the Capitol. Republican leaders have argued that the latest investigation is simply a political exercise designed to cast the Republican Party in a poor light ahead of midterm elections next year. Four journalists have been arrested on propaganda charges in Afghanistan, according to Afghan officials on Tuesday. They were arrested in the city of Kandahar after traveling to a disputed border town to interview commanders of the Taliban, which has been clashing with Afghan security forces, according to the Afghan media watchdog known as NAI. The watchdog said the location of the journalists on Tuesday was unknown.